for it?
Can I turn on the radio?
No.
Jane, you can't keep doing this.
The last 17 occurrences have been predictable to the second.
Jane, you're an astrophysicist, not some storm chaser.
I'm telling you, there's a connection between these atmospheric disturbances and my research. Eric, I wouldn't have asked you to fly out here if I wasn't absolutely sure.
Jane, I think you want to see this.
What is that?
I thought you said it was a subtle aurora.
Go! Get closer. Right, good one. Go! Don't be dead. Please. Where did he come from?
Once mankind accepted a simple truth, that they were not alone in this universe. Some worlds man believed to be home to their gods, others they knew to fear. From a realm of cold and darkness came the frost giants. Plunge the mortal world into a new ice age. But humanity would not face this threat alone. Drove the frost giants back into the heart of their own world. The cost was great. In the end, their king fell. And the source of their power was taken from them. With the last great war ended, we withdrew from the other worlds and returned home. To the realm eternal, Asgard. Here we remain as a beacon of hope, shining out across the stars, And though we have fallen into man's myths and legends, it was Asgard and its warriors that brought peace to the universe. But the day will come when one of you will have to defend that peace.
Do the frost giants still live? When I'm king, I'll hunt the monsters down and slay them all. Just as you did, Father.
A wise king never seeks out war. But he must always be ready for it.
I'm ready, Father.
So am I.
Only one of you can ascend to the throne, but both of you were born to be kings. Son, my heir, my firstborn, so long entrusted with the mighty hammer Mjolnir, forged in the heart of a dying star. Its power has no equal as a weapon to destroy or as a tool to build. It is a fit companion for a king. I have defended Asgard and the lives of the innocent across the Nine Realms in the time of the Great Beginning. Swear to guard the Nine Realms?
I swear.
And do you swear to preserve the peace?
I swear.
Do you swear to cast aside all selfish ambition and to pledge yourself only to the good of the realm?
I swear!
And on this day, I, Odin Allfather, proclaim you
Frost Giants.
Jotuns must pay for what they've done.
They have paid with their lives. The Destroyer did its work. The casket is safe and all is well.
All is well? They broke into the weapons vault. If the Frost Giants had stolen even one of these relics...
They didn't.
Well, I want to know why.
I have a truce with Laufey, King of the Jotun.
He just broke your truce! They know you are vulnerable.
What action would you take?
March into Jotunheim as you once did. Teach them a lesson. Break their spirits or they'll never dare try to cross our borders again.
You're thinking only as a warrior.
This was an act of war!
It was the act of but a few, doomed to fail.
Look how far they got!
We will find the breach in our defenses and it will be sealed.
As King of Asgard...
But you're not king!
Unwise to be in my company right now, brother. This was to be my day of triumph.
It'll come. In time.
What's this?
If it's any consolation, I think you're right. About the Frost Giants, about Laufey, about everything. If they found a way to penetrate Asgard's defenses once, who's to say they won't try again? Next time with an army.
Exactly.
There's nothing you can do without defying Father. No. I know that.
It's the only way to ensure the safety of our borders.
Thor, it's madness.
Madness? What sort of madness?
We're going to Jotunheim.
What?
This isn't like a journey to Earth, where you summon a little lightning and thunder, and the mortals worship you as a god. This is Jotunheim.
My father fought his way into Jotunheim, defeated their armies, and took their casket. We would just be looking for answers.
It is forbidden.
My friends, have you forgotten all that we have done together? Thandral, Hogan, who led you into the most glorious of battles?
You did.
And Volstagg, the delicacies so succulent you thought you died and gone to Valhalla.
You did.
Yes. And who proved wrong all who scoffed at the idea that a young maiden could be one of the fiercest warriors this realm has ever known?
I did.
True, but I supported you, Sif. My friends, we're going to Jotunheim.
Good Heimdall.
You're not dressed warmly enough.
I'm sorry.
Do you think that you can deceive me?
You must be mistaken.
Enough! Heimdall, may we pass?
Never has an enemy slipped my watch until this day. I wish to know how that happened.
And tell no one where we have gone until we've returned. Understand?
What happened? Silver tongue turned to lead.
sworn oath to protect this realm as its gatekeeper. If your return threatens the safety of Asgard, Bifrost will remain closed. And you'll be left to die in the cold wastes of Jotunheim.
Couldn't you just leave the bridge open for us?
Leave the bridge open would unleash the full power of the Bifrost and destroy Jotunheim with you upon it.
I have no plans to die today.
None do.
Shouldn't be here.
Let's move.
Where are they?
Hiding. As cowards always do.
You've come a long way to die, Asgardians.
I am Thor, Odin's son.
We know who you are.
How did your people get into Asgard?
The House of Odin is full of traitors.
Do not dishonor my father's name with your lies.
Your father is a murderer and a thief. And why have you come here? To make peace? You long for battle. You crave it. You're nothing but a boy, trying to prove himself a man.
This boy has grown tired of your mockery.
We're outnumbered.
Know your place, brother.
You know not what your actions would unleash. I do. Go now, while I still allow it.
We will accept your most gracious offer.
Challenge for me.
Don't let him touch you!
End this now.
Your boy sought this out.
You're right. These are the actions of a boy. Treat them as such. You and I can end this here now, before there's further bloodshed.
We are beyond diplomacy now, old father. You get what he came for. War and death.
So be it.
Why did you bring us back?
You realize what you've done, what you've started?
I was protecting my home.
You had a need to protect your friends. How can you hope to protect the kingdom? Get to the healing room! No!
There won't be a kingdom to protect if you're afraid to act.
The Jotuns must learn to fear me, just as they once feared you.
That's pride and vanity talking, not leadership. You've forgotten everything I taught you. But a warrior's patience...
While you wait and be patient, the Nine Realms laugh at us. The old ways are done. You'd stand giving speeches while Asgard falls.
You are a vain, greedy, cruel boy!
And you are an old man and a fool!
Yes. I was a fool. To think you were ready.
Father.
Hey!
Thor. Odin's son, you have betrayed the express command of your king. Through your arrogance and stupidity, you have opened these peaceful realms and innocent lives to the horror and desolation of war! You are unworthy of these realms, unworthy of your title! You are unworthy! The loved ones you have betrayed. I now take from you your power, the name of my father and his father before. I owe it all, father. Cut you out!
Whoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
Don't be dead.
Whoa, does he need CPR? Because I totally know CPR.
Where did he come from? You all right?
Mama?
Yeah, we can tell you're hammered. It's pretty obvious.
Oh my god, Eric, look at this! We have to move quickly before this all changes.
Jane, we have to take him to the hospital.
Father!
He's fine, look at him.
I'm down! I know you can hear me, open the Bifrost!
Hospital, you go. I'll stay.
You? What realm is this? Alfheim? Dornheim?
New Mexico?
You dare threaten me, Thor, with so puny a weapon!
He was freaking me out.
Next time you decide to taser somebody, make sure he's already in the car, okay? Jane! Come on.
Name?
He said it was Thor?
T-H-O-R. And your relationship to him?
I've never met him before.
Until she hit him with a car.
I grazed him. But she tasered him.
Yes, I did.
Hi. Just taking a little blood.
How dare you attack the son of Odin!
I need some help! I'm here to help
for the mighty.
You don't think this was just a magnetic storm, do you?
Look, the lensing around these edges is characteristic of an Einstein-Rosen bridge.
A what?
I thought you were a science major.
Political science.
She was the only applicant.
An Einstein-Rosen bridge is a theoretical connection between two different points of space-time.
The wormhole. Eric, look, what do you see?
Stars.
Yeah, but not our stars. See, this is the star alignment for our quadrant this time of year, and unless Ursa Minor decided to take a day off, these are someone else's constellations.
Hey, check this out.
No, it can't be.
I think I left something at the hospital. Lost my most important piece of evidence. Typical.
So now what?
We find him.
Did you see what he did in there? I'm not sure finding him is the best idea.
Well, our data can't tell us what it was like to be inside that event, and he can, so we're gonna find him.
Okay.
So you're gonna look all over New Mexico, right?
Exactly. What? I'm so sorry. I swear I'm not doing this on purpose.
So, we found it.
You know, for a crazy homeless person, he's pretty cut. Hey, sorry I tased you.
Excuse me.
What is this?
Oh. My ex. Good with patience and bad with relationships. They're the only clothes I had that would fit you.
They will suffice.
You're welcome.
This mortal form has grown weak. I need sustenance. We should never have let him go.
There was no stopping him.
At least he's only banished, not dead. Which is what we'd all be if that guard hadn't told Odin where we'd gone.
How did the guard even know?
I told him.
What?
I told him to go to Odin after we'd left. He should be flogged for taking so long. We should never have reached Jotunheim.
You told the guard!
I saved our lives. And Thor's. I had no idea Father would banish him for what he did.
Loki, you must go to the Allfather and convince him to change his mind.
And if I do, then what? I love Thor more dearly than any of you, but you know what he is. He's arrogant, he's reckless, he's dangerous. You saw how he was today. Is that what Asgard needs from its king?
He may speak of the good of Asgard, but he's always been jealous of Thor.
We should be grateful to him. He saved our lives.
Love, he said. There were traitors in the House of Odin. A master of magic could bring three Jotuns into Asgard.
Loki's always been one for mischief, but you're talking about something else entirely.
No.
What am I?
You're my son.
What more than that? The casket wasn't the only thing you took from Jotunheim that day, was it?
No. In the aftermath of the battle, I went into the temple, and I found a baby. Small for a giant's offspring, abandoned, suffering, left to die. Laufey's son.
Laufey's son?
Yes.
Why? You were knee-deep in Jotun blood. Why would you take me?
You were an innocent child.
No. You took me for a purpose. What was it? Tell me!
I thought we could unite our kingdoms one day, bring about an alliance, bring about a permanent peace through you. But those plans no longer matter.
So I am no more than another stolen relic, locked up here until you might have use of me.
Why'd you twist my words?
You could have told me what I was from the beginning. Why didn't you?
You're my son. I wanted only to protect you from the truth.
What? Because I'm the monster parents tell their children about at night? You know, it all makes sense now. Why you favored Thor all these years. Because no matter how much you claim to love me, you could never have a frost giant sitting on the throne of Asgard.
How could you eat an entire box of Pop-Tarts and still be this hungry?
This drink, I like it.
I know, it's great, right?
Another!
Sorry, Izzy, little accident.
What was that?
It was delicious, I want another.
Well, you could have just said so.
I just did.
No, I mean, ask nicely.
I meant no disrespect.
All right, well, no more smashing. Deal?
Have my wood.
Good.
Usual, please, Izzy.
You missed all the excitement out at the crater.
Seeing some kind of satellite landed out in the desert.
Yeah, we were having a good time with it until the Fed showed up.
Excuse me, did you say there was a satellite crash?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is going on Facebook. Smile.
What did it look like, the satellite?
I don't know anything about satellites, but it was heavy. I mean, nobody could lift it. They said it was radioactive. I had my hands all over it.
Which way?
Oh, 50 miles west of here. But I wouldn't waste my time. Looked like the whole army is coming when we left.
Where are you going?
50 miles west of here.
Why?
To get what belongs to me.
Oh, so you own a satellite now?
It's not what they say it is.
Well, whatever it is, the government seems to think it's theirs, so you just intend to go in there and take it?
Yes. If you take me there now, I'll tell you everything you wish to know.
Everything?
Yes. All the answers you seek will be yours once I reclaim your name.
Mia Mia? What's Mia Mia?
Can I have a word, Jane? Please don't do this.
You saw what I saw last night. This is no coincidence. We have to find out what's in that crater.
But I'm not talking about the crater. I'm talking about him.
But he's promising us the answers.
He's delusional. Listen to what he's saying. He's talking about Mjolnir and Thor and Bifrost. It's the stories I grew up with as a child.
I'm just going to drive him. That's it.
He's dangerous, Jay.
I'm sorry, but I can't take you.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Thank you.
Jane Foster, Eric Selvig, Darcy, farewell.
All right. Back to work.
Foster, I'm Agent Coulson with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is that supposed to mean something to me? You can't do
Jane.
This.
Jane, this is a lot more serious than you realize. Let it go.
Let it go? This is my life.
We're investigating a security threat. We need to appropriate your records and all your atmospheric data.
By appropriate, do you mean steal?
Here, this should more than compensate you for your trouble.
I can't just buy replacements at Radio Shack. I made most of this equipment myself.
And I'm sure you can do it again.
And I'm sure I can sue you for violating my constitutional rights.
I'm sorry, Miss Foster, but we're the good guys.
So are we. I'm on the verge of understanding something extraordinary. And everything I know about this phenomenon is either in this lab or in this book, and you can't just take this away. Hey!
Hey, Jane. Easy!
Easy.
Thank you for cooperation.
Years of research. Gone.
They even took my iPod.
What about the backups?
They took our backups. They took the backups of our backups. They were extremely thorough.
Just downloaded like 30 songs onto there?
Could you please stop with your iPod? Who are these people?
I knew the scientist, the pioneer in gamma radiation. S.H.I.E.L.D. showed up and he wasn't heard from again.
They're not gonna do that to us. I'm gonna get everything back.
Please. Let me contact one of my colleagues. He's had some dealings with these people before. I'll email him and maybe he can help.
They took your laptop too?
All Father, we must speak with you urgently.
My friends.
Where's Odin?
Father has fallen into the Odin sleep. Mother fears he may never awaken again.
We would speak with her.
She has refused to leave my father's bedside. You can bring your urgent matter to me. Your king.
My king, we would ask that you end Thor's banishment.
My first command cannot be to undo the Allfather's last. We're on the brink of war with Jotunheim. Our people need a sense of continuity in order to feel safe in these difficult times. All of us must stand together for the good of Asgard.
Yes, of course.
Good, then you will wait for my word.
If I may. Beg the indulgence of your majesty to perhaps reconsider.
We're done.
We don't have horses, just dogs, cats, birds.
And give me one of those large enough to ride.
Hey, you still need a lift?
I've never done anything like this before. Have you ever done anything like this before?
Many times. But you're brave to do it.
Well, you just stole my entire life's work. I don't really have much left to lose.
But you're clever. Far more clever than anyone else in this realm.
Realm? Realm?
You think me strange?
Yeah, I do.
Good strange or bad strange?
I'm not quite sure yet. I'm sorry. But who are you? Really?
You'll see soon enough.
You promised me answers.
What you seek, it's a bridge.
Like a Nightstone Rosen bridge?
More like a rainbow bridge.
God, I hope you're not crazy.
How long will it last?
I don't know. This time it's different. We were unprepared.
So why did he lie?
He kept the truth from you so that you would never feel different. You are our son, Loki. And we your family. We mustn't lose hope that your father will return.
Is that the Thor?
There's always a purpose to everything your father does.
Mm-hmm.
satellite crash? They would have hauled the wreckage away. They wouldn't have built a city around it.
You're going to need this.
What? Wait, why?
Now stay here. Once I have Mjolnir, I will return the items they've stolen from you. Deal?
No. Look what's down there. You think you're just gonna walk in, grab our stuff, and walk out?
No. I'm gonna fly out.
Sir, feed from the keyhole can barely penetrate the cloud cover. Tech's barely working as it is with all the interference that thing's giving off. And we've got a commercial aircraft coming right over us. Southwest Airlines flight 5434.
Rerouted like all the others.
Hold a sec. We've got something outside the fence. West side.
Lancy Jackson. West side perimeter. Go check it out.
There it is.
Lancy Jackson report.
Agent down. We've got a perimeter breach.
Don't worry, I'm fine, but, just in case you don't hear from me in the next hour, just come by the crater site and try and find me, okay? I did exactly what you told me not to. I'm sorry. So sorry. Bye.
Eyes up high with a gun.
Massive electromagnetic surge coming off that thing. Systems are barely coping.
Spartan, talk to me.
You want me to slow him down, sir? Or are you sending in more guys for him to beat up?
I'll let you know.
Call it, Coulson. I'm starting to loop with this guy. Last chance, sir.
Wait. I want to see this.
Right, show's over. Ground units move in.
Committed a crime. He's in jail.
I can't just leave him there.
Why?
You didn't see what I saw.
Look, it's Mia Mia. Where'd you find this?
The children's section. I just wanted to show you how silly a story was.
But you're the one who's always pushing me to chase down every possibility, every alternative.
I'm talking about science, not magic.
Well, magic's just science that we don't understand yet. Arthur C. Clarke.
Who wrote science fiction?
A precursor to science fact.
In some cases, yeah.
Well, if there is an Einstein-Rosen bridge, then there's something on the other side. And advanced beings could have crossed it.
Again.
A primitive culture like the Vikings might have worshipped them as deities.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You made my man, some of the most highly trained professionals in the world, look like a bunch of minimum wage mall cops. That's hurtful. In my experience, it takes someone who's received similar training to do what you did to them. Why don't you tell me where you received your training? Pakistan? Chechnya? Afghanistan? No, you strike me more as the soldier of fortune type. Where was it? South Africa? Certain groups pay very well for a good mercenary like you. Who are you? One way or another, we find out what we need to know. We're good at that. Don't go anywhere.
What are you doing here?
I had to see you.
What's happened? Tell me, is it Jotunheim? Let me explain to Father.
Father is dead.
What?
Your banishment. The threat of a new war. It was too much for him to bear. You mustn't blame yourself. I know that you loved him. I tried to tell him so, but he wouldn't listen. It was so cruel to put the hammer within your reach, knowing that you could never lift it. The burden of the throne has fallen to me now.
Can I come home?
The truce with Jotunheim is conditional upon your exile.
Yes, but couldn't we find a way?
Your mother has forbidden your return. This is goodbye, brother. I'm so sorry.
No. I am sorry. Thank you for coming here.
Farewell.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I just got back.
Thank you.
Sir? He's got a visitor.
His name is Donald Blake?
Dr. Donald Blake.
You have dangerous co-workers, Dr. Selvig.
He was distraught when he found out that you'd taken all of our research. That was years of his life gone. You can understand how a man could go off like that. A big faceless organization like yours coming in with their jackbooted thugs and... That's how he put it.
That still doesn't explain how he managed to tear through our security.
Steroids! He's a bit of a fitness nut.
Sir?
It says here that he's an MD.
Well, he is. Or he was. He switched careers and became a physicist. A brilliant physicist. He's a wonderful man. He's a man in pain.
Oh, Donnie. There you are. It's gonna be all right. I'm taking you home now.
Dr. Selvig, just keep him away from the bars.
I will.
Where are we going?
To get a drink.
Follow them.
Now I had it all backwards. I had it all wrong.
Is that a bad thing, finding out that you don't have all the answers? And you start asking the right questions.
For the first time in my life, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do.
Anyone who's ever going to find his way in this world has to start by admitting he doesn't know where the hell he is.
Thank you for what you've done.
No, don't thank me. I only did it for Jane.
My father and I taught at university together. He was a good man. I never listened.
Neither did I. My father was trying to teach me something, but I was too stupid to see it.
I don't know if you're delusional or if you're pulling some kind of con. I don't care. Just care about her. I've seen the way she looks at you.
I swear to you, I mean her no harm.
Good. In that case, I'll buy another round. And you leave town tonight.
To Boilermakers.
After all I've done for you.
So you're the one who showed us the way into Asgard.
That was just a bit of fun, really. To ruin my brother's big day. And to protect the realm from his idiotic rule for a while longer.
I will hear you.
I will conceal you. And a handful of your soldiers lead you into Odin's chambers, and you can slay him where he lies.
Why not kill him yourself?
I suspect that the Asgardians would not take kindly to a king who had murdered his predecessor. Once Odin is dead, I will return the casket to you. and you can return Jotunheim to all its, glory.
I accept.
What troubles you, Gatekeeper?
I turned my gaze upon you in Jotunheim, but could neither see you nor hear you. You were shrouded from me like the frost giants that entered this realm.
Perhaps your senses have weakened after your many years of service.
Or perhaps someone has found a way to hide that which he does not wish me to see.
You have great power, Heimdall. Did Odin ever fear you?
No.
And why is that?
Because he is my king, and I'm sworn to obey him.
He was your king, and you're sworn to obey me now. Yes.
Yes.
Then you will open the Bifrost to no one until I have repaired the damage that my brother has done.
Oh my God. Is he okay?
He's fine, not injured at all. I'm sorry, my friend.
What happened?
We drank, we fought. He made his ancestors proud.
Ah, put him on the bed.
I still don't think you're the god of thunder. But you ought to be.
Are these your chambers?
It's more of a temporary living situation. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't usually have guests. Actually, I never have guests. That's not the right place for. I'm sorry. Can we go outside?
Yes, of course.
I come up here sometimes when I can't sleep, or when I'm trying to reconcile particle data, or when Darcy's driving me crazy. I come up here a lot, actually, now that I think about it. I'm really glad you're safe.
You've been very kind to me. I've been far less grateful than you deserve.
Well, I hit you with my car a couple times, so I think that kind of evens things out.
Perhaps I had it coming.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
It was all I could get back. I'm sorry it's not as much as I promised.
No, this is great. This is... I don't have to start from scratch now. Thank you.
What's wrong?
Shield, whatever they are, they're going to do everything in their power to make sure this research never sees the light of day.
No, Jane. Listen to me. You must not give up. You must finish what you started.
Why?
Because you're right. Here, look. Your ancestors called it magic, and you call it science. Well, I come from a place where they're one and the same thing.
What is that?
My father explained it to me like this, that your world is one of the nine realms of the cosmos, linked to each other by the branches of Yggdrasil, the world's tree. Now you see it every day without realizing. The images glimpse through, what did you call it, this Hubble telescope.
Hubble
telescope. So the nine realms. Now there is Midgard, which is Earth.
Alfheim, Vanaheim, Jotunheim, and Asgard. And that's where I come from. Thank you, Jane.
Our dearest friend banished, Loki on the throne, Asgard on the brink of war, yet you've managed to consume 4 wild boar, 6 pheasant, a side of beef, and 2 casks of ale. Shame on you, don't you care?
Do not mistake my appetite for apathy!
Stop it, both of you!
Stop. We all know what we have to do.
We must go. We must find Thor.
It's treason.
To hell with treason, it's suicide.
Thor would do the same for us.
Hush, hush. Heimdall might be watching.
Heimdall demands your presence.
We're doomed.
You would defy the commands of Loki, our king. Break every oath you have taken as warriors and commit treason to bring Thor back.
Yes.
Good.
So you'll help us?
I am bound by honor to our king. I cannot open the bridge to you.
Complicated fellow, isn't he?
Now what do we do?
Look!
What was that?
I don't know, sir. We got massive energy readings out of nowhere, and then they just disappeared. 15 miles due northwest.
Let's go take a look.
Ensure my brother does not return. Destroy everything.
Is there a Renaissance fair in town?
Call it in.
Yeah. At base, we've got Xena, Jackie Chan, and Robin Hood.
It's a beautiful theory, Jane. You won't be able to convince the scientific community of any of it. Not without hard evidence.
Found you! My friends! This is good. This is good.
I don't believe it.
Oh, excuse me. The Lady Sif and the Warriors Three. My friends, I've never been happier to see anyone. But you should not have come.
We're here to take you home.
You know I can't go home. My father is dead because of me. I must remain in exile.
Thor, your father still lives.
Tell me, Loki, how did you get the Jotuns into Asgard?
You think the Bifrost is the only way in and out of this realm?
There are secret paths between the worlds to which even you, with all your gifts, are blind. But I have need of them no longer, now that I am king. And I say, for your act of treason, you are relieved of your duties as gatekeeper, and no longer citizen of Asgard.
Then I need no longer obey you.
Get somebody from linguistics down here.
Somebody else coming?
Is that one of Stark's?
I don't know. Guy never tells me anything.
Hello! You are using unregistered weapons technology. Identify yourself.
Here we go.
Incoming!
Jane, you have to leave.
What are you gonna do?
I'm staying here.
Thor's gonna fight with us.
My friends, I'm just a man. I'll only be in the way, or worse, get one of you killed. But I can help get these people to safety.
Well, if you're staying, then so am I.
We'll need some time.
You'll have it!
Okay, move it, people!
Everybody out! Use the back door! No hurry, you can eat later!
Keep it distracted.
All you can.
No, I will die a warrior's death. Stories will be told of this day.
Live and tell those stories yourself. Now go. We must return to Asgard. You have to stop Loki.
What about you?
Do not worry, my friends. I have a plan.
We need to pull back. Come on!
Wait!
you doing?
Whatever I have done to wrong you, whatever I have done to lead you to do this, I am truly sorry. But these people are innocent. Taking their lives will gain you nothing. So take mine and end this.
Whoever holds this hammer, if it be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
Is this how you normally look?
More or less.
It's a good look.
We must go to the Bifrost site. I would have words with my brother.
Excuse me! Donald?
I don't think you've been completely honest with me.
Know this, son of Cole.
You and I, we fight for the same cause, the protection of this world. From this day forward, you can count me as your ally. If you return the items you have taken from Jane.
Stolen.
Borrowed. Of course you can have your equipment back. You're going to need it to continue your research.
Would you like to see the bridge we spoke of?
Sure.
Wait, I need to debrief you!
Welcome to Asgard.
Open the Bifrost. I'm down. I'm down. He doesn't answer.
Then we are stranded.
I'm down. If you can hear me, we need you now. I'm down. We need you now. I must go back to Asgard, but I give you my word. I will return for you.
My brother to me.
I swear to you, Mother, that they will pay for what they've done today.
Loki!
Thor! I knew you'd return to us.
Why don't you tell her how you've sent the Destroyer to kill our friends, to kill me?
What?
Why, it must have been enforcing Father's last command.
You're a talented liar, brother, always have been.
It's good to have you back. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to destroy Jotunheim.
Jotunheim apart.
Why have you done this?
To prove to Father that I am a worthy son. When he wakes, I will have saved his life. I will have destroyed that race of monsters, and I will be true heir to the throne.
You can't kill an entire race.
Why not? And what is this newfound love for the Frost Giants? You could have killed them all with your bare hands.
I've changed.
So have I. Now fight me. I never wanted the throne. I only ever wanted to be your equal.
I will not fight you, brother.
I'm not your brother. I never was.
Loki, this is madness.
Is it madness? Is it? Is it? Come on, what happened to you on Earth that turned you so soft? Don't tell me it was that woman. Oh, it was. Well, maybe when we're finished here, I'll pay her a visit myself.
Thank you. father. I could have done it. For you. For all of us.
No, Loki.
And then, with a mighty bellow, I flew into the giant and laid him
out. We have seen you come on your shoes.
Queen, I'm so sorry for your loss. How is he? He mourns for his brother. And he misses her. The mortal.
You'll be a wise king.
There will never be a wiser king than you. Or a better father. I have much to learn. I know that now. Someday, perhaps, I shall make you proud.
You've already made me proud.
Earth is lost to us.
No. There is always hope.
Can you see her?
Yes.
I have the particle detectors. Darcy, do you have the shield satellite codes?
Yeah. Have you seen my taser?
How is she?
She searches for you.
Mm.
signal in the distance, to whom it may concern. I think I lost my way, getting good at starting over every time.
Dr. Selby.
So you're the man behind all this? It's quite a labyrinth. I was thinking that taking me down here to kill me.
I've been hearing about the New Mexico situation. Your work has impressed a lot of people who are much smarter than I am.
I have a lot to work with. The Foster theory, a gateway to another dimension, is unprecedented. Isn't it?
Legend tells us one thing, history another. But every now and then we find something that belongs to both.
What is it?
Power, Doctor. If we can figure out how to tap it, maybe unlimited power.
Well, I guess that's worth a look.
Well, I guess that's worth a look.